This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. This is weird. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter under the name Derek Coward. Or you can follow me on Instagram under the name Comic Book Noise. Alright, the thing that's weird is my old phone was the Samsung Galaxy S4. And all of a sudden, it just died one day. It rebooted, it got to the Sprint screen, and it would not go any further. I even did a factory reset. It would not go any further. So, as an early Christmas present, Patty got me a Samsung Galaxy S6. And the biggest difference I'm seeing is I can't find the voice recorder. So I have a voice recorder app, which I'm not even sure exactly where it saves the files to. And there's like an ad on there, which is really distracting me, and everything just looks different, and it's changed, and I don't like change, especially when I had my workflow just perfect. Anyway, that said, I still like living in the future with a supercomputer in my pocket, you know. Alright, it's really weird. I'm not even going to talk about what I was going to talk about. I just dropped my daughter off from off at church, right? And the thing about change and religion and even having a supercomputer in your pocket has got me thinking about a book that I just recently read for the very first time. And that's Foundation by Isaac Asimov. And I'm pretty sure this is a classic book, right? Most science fiction fans around my age have read it already. My mom bought me a copy of the trilogy. It was a hard bound copy of the first three books. And I remember reading maybe the first part of the first chapter of the first book, you know? But I never got much further than that. And I don't know why or even how, but I had some some money in the Google Play Store. And normally when I get stuff from the Google Play Store, it is a free movie rental, you know, which if you have a Chromecast, make sure that you check your offers on a regular basis. They give away free movies a lot, right? In fact, I think I have one that I need to cash in pretty soon. But anyway, so somehow I had a little bit of money on there. And I was looking for books to read. And I just decided, you know what? I've never read this. I've heard nothing but good things about it from a lot of people over the years. I'm going to grab the first one. So I grabbed the first one, and it's been a long time. It has taken me a long time to read it, simply because it's a digital book that I'd read every now and then, because it's, only on my phone. It's not on my Kindle. I have three different Kindles. One Kindle has 1963 by Stephen King on it. I forgot what the other Kindle has on it. Oh, that's the one that has the Hunger Games on it. And then there's my Kindle Fire, which I use for, you know, my more recent books. And the reason that I have to do that is because when I got 1963, I only had the first Kindle. And so now it is tied, the book is tied to that device. It's the same thing with the Hunger Games, where they're tied to that device. So nice going, DR. So anyway, it took me a long time to read it, but every time I started reading it, I really enjoyed the book, you know? So I can see why so many people like it. I remember reading last year, maybe a couple years ago. It was either on like IO9 or BuzzFeed. It can't be BuzzFeed, because I haven't read BuzzFeed in years, you know? But it was a list of movies from classic sci-fi books that are unfilmable. And I'm reading this, and I'm trying to figure out what makes it so unfilmable, you know? It's not like the ending of It, where they have to take what is basically a collection of fears, and they make it to, like, what, a giant spider or something? No, there's a lot of talking in it, but I don't see why it couldn't be done. I mean, if they could do Lord of the Rings, which is a book, which is another book I have not read yet, although I will admit I read the Hobbit, and I tried to read Fellowship of the Ring. Man, oh man, that book is so difficult to get through. So I think I've only read like the first 50 or so pages, and it starts off much different from the movies, and it's one of those things where as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, wow, yeah, the movie, this part of the movie is way better than this part of the book, you know. But you know, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the devices that they have, because a couple of devices sounded like modern day tablets, you know, or smartphones. There was the way how they made basically science into religion, which you know, just got me thinking as I'm dropping my daughter off at a house of religion, right? As I decide, I'm gonna talk about science fiction. So I'm going to see.